The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of King Herod, behold, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is the newborn king of the Jews? We saw his star at its rising and have come to do him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was greatly troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Assembling all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it has been written through the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means among the rulers of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod called the Magi secretly and ascertained from them the time of the star's appearance. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the child. When you have found him, bring me word that I too may go and do him homage." After their audience with the king, they set out, and behold, the star that they had seen at its rising preceded them, until it came and stopped over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. Then they opened their treasures and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for their country by another way. The Gospel of the Lord. Well, the main characters in the Gospel today are clearly a star and some wise men from the east. Wise men, we don't really know what that means. The word magi has the same root as the word magician. So they may have been, I don't know, at least they were astrologers, right? Because they were following the stars. I wanted to talk first a little bit about the star because I'm fascinated by this. You know, if you saw what they call the Great Conjunction of Jupiter just this past month, Jupiter and I had the other name of the planet written down. Saturn and Jupiter, with the one with the rings, right? Yeah, so I knew that one. Anyway, I was fascinated by that because they say that the last time that it was that visible and close was in 1226. Almost 800 years ago. So I thought it might be fun to just look back and see what was going on 800 years ago from 1220 to 1226. It was kind of an interesting discovery. At that time, St. Francis resigned from the leadership of the Franciscan order. And at the same time, the Dominican order was approved by Pope Honorius III. Frederick II is crowned Holy Roman Emperor by Pope Honorius III in 1220. Later to be excommunicated in 1227 when his power threatened the papal states. The Mongols, led by Genghis Khan from the east, conquered present-day Central Asia, Afghanistan, and Pakistan, Iran, and the entire Arabian Peninsula. There was a new controversial modernist architecture, which we now call Gothic, was becoming popular. Under construction at this time are the cathedrals of Chartres, Amiens, Toulouse, York, Minster, and Salisbury in England. The western facade of Notre Dame in Paris is completed 800 years ago. The Maya people of the Yucatan revolt against the rulers of Chichen Itza. And in 1226, the church permits adoration of the Blessed Sacrament, which had been limited to monasteries, now to be allowed in parishes. But back to the wise men now, the other main people in the story, were they seeking the star 2,000 years ago because they were religious? We don't know. There were world religions already in place by that time, the Zoroastrians, the most ancient in Persia. There were Hindus. There later were Buddhists. By the birth of Jesus, all of these had been in existence for hundreds, even thousands of years. But at this particular moment, shepherds were called and these three characters. It seems odd, doesn't it, that they would call three, God would call three characters from the east. Not even Herod was aware of what was happening. I don't know if you know it, but the geography, Bethlehem is only 2 miles from Jerusalem. So it was literally 2 miles away from Herod that all this was taking place, that the Son of God was born to Mary and Joseph. His leadership was so corrupt, so self-absorbed, so amoral. Jesus was born into a people who were occupied by foreigners, and their own king was a tyrant. It was a difficult time. Well, what struck me most this year about these readings for Epiphany is actually the first reading, because it talks about situations and promises. It even gives us a call to action. It speaks about darkness and thick clouds. We could pause for a moment and think of a lot of darkness and a lot of thick clouds that are in our lives right now. Jesus needs to be brought into our lives, to be born into our time. But Isaiah the prophet says, "Rise up in splendor," and then he immediately shifts to this vocative. He says, "Your light has come. The glory of the Lord shines on you, and over you appears his glory." So it's not like we're the spotlight. We're in the spotlight, but Jesus says, "You are the light of the world." And you can hear this language in the prophet Isaiah. This light is coming from you. And then he literally says, "Nations shall walk by your light, and kings by your shining radiance." So we need to stop and ask ourselves, wait a minute, does this mean that nations will walk by my light? That kings will walk by my shining radiance? Isaiah says, look, he says, they come to you. You shall be radiant. Your heart will throb and overflow. All riches of the world will be brought to you, and you will lack nothing. I wonder if we live our lives as if we really believe that. What light do you have to give to people? I think a lot of times we think about this feast day of the Epiphany of the Lord as like the day that the Lord is revealed to the nations. Which is true. I mean, it would make sense that Jesus would have come to the faithful people of Israel, but he didn't. He came to the Gentiles. He came to the foreigners. He came to the people who had other religious beliefs. He came to the poor shepherds. Not exactly the people we would have expected. But he says, look, he said, they will come to you. Well, this mystery has just happened, hasn't it? We've had only a few days for the truth to sink in about what happens at Christmas. But we've also had our entire lives to work on this concept. This feast day is far more than just the revelation of the love of God and the birth of his Son into our world. It is a celebration that we become what we see. We become what we see. It is God's life that flows in us. We bear the light of God's glory. We illuminate problems in our world. And with God's help, we become the solution.